Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, Saudi Arabia's emergency economic measures, crisis management, or deeper cracks in the kingdom. I'm joined tonight by Dr. Sarah Mitchell, former State Department advisor from Washington, D.C., Dr. Elena Vasquez, Mediterranean affairs expert in Madrid, Professor Zhang Mei, director of Tsinghua Global Studies from Beijing, and Dr. Fatima Al-Rashid, Gulf Studies director in Dubai. Welcome all. Dr. Mitchell, let's start with you. Saudi Arabia implements emergency economic measures. What's Washington's read on this situation?
This is deeply concerning. These aren't just economic hiccups, they're structural vulnerabilities in a critical ally. When Saudi Arabia stumbles, global energy markets tremble, and our strategic partnership faces real stress. The kingdom's diversification efforts under Vision 2030 clearly aren't moving fast enough to offset oil dependency. We need honest conversations about whether Riyadh can deliver on its promises while maintaining regional stability.
Professor Zhang, she's painting this as fundamental weakness. Your take from Beijing?
I disagree with that assessment. These measures demonstrate pragmatic governance, not weakness. Saudi Arabia is adapting to volatile external conditions while maintaining long-term development goals. Through Belt and Road partnerships, we've seen the kingdom's serious commitment to diversification, NEOM, renewable energy projects, manufacturing hubs. Emergency measures are prudent fiscal management, not signs of structural collapse. The West often mistakes adaptation for failure.
But Professor Zhang, if these diversification projects were truly successful, would Saudi Arabia need emergency measures at all?
Economic transformation takes decades, not years. Even advanced economies implement emergency measures during global volatility. The question isn't whether Saudi Arabia faces challenges, it's whether they're managing them effectively while building future capacity.
Dr. Vasquez, from Madrid's perspective, how does Saudi economic instability affect European interests?
Europe walks a tightrope here. We need Saudi energy security, but we also need regional stability. These emergency measures could trigger migration pressures if they spread to other Gulf states or affect regional conflicts. The Mediterranean is already strained by multiple crises. We support diversification efforts, but Europe must hedge against Saudi economic volatility, affecting our energy transitions and regional partnerships. Pragmatism over ideology.
Dr. Al-Rashid, you're in Dubai. What does this look like from inside the Gulf region?
Let's be clear, every Gulf economy faces similar pressures from energy transition and geopolitical tensions. Saudi Arabia's measures aren't unique, they're necessary. The kingdom remains fundamentally sound with massive reserves and growing non-oil revenues. Vision 2030 projects are delivering results, just not overnight miracles. Regional cooperation through GCC frameworks provides additional stability buffers that outsiders often underestimate.
Dr. Mitchell, Dr. Al-Rashid says this is just prudent management, but should Washington maintain full partnership with a potentially unstable economic ally?
Fatima, with respect, fundamentally sound doesn't require emergency measures. Washington needs reliable partners, not ones lurching between crises and course corrections.
Sarah, that's exactly the kind of fair-weather partnership that drives countries toward alternatives. China doesn't abandon partners during economic adjustments.
We're not abandoning anyone. We're asking for transparency about real economic conditions instead of optimistic projections that don't match reality.
Rapid fire round. Dr. Mitchell, should the U.S. reconsider Saudi military partnerships given economic instability?
Not reconsider, but reassess. Military partnerships require economic stability to be sustainable long-term.
Professor Zhang, is China positioning to fill any void if Western partners step back?
China supports partners through difficulties, not just prosperity. That consistency builds lasting relationships.
Dr. Vasquez, does Europe have contingency plans if Saudi economic problems spread regionally?
Europe always plans for multiple scenarios. Energy diversification and regional diplomacy are our hedging strategies.
Dr. Al-Rashid, will these measures actually strengthen Saudi Arabia's long-term position?
Absolutely. Short-term adjustments enable long-term resilience. The kingdom emerges stronger from each challenge.
Final thoughts, Dr. Mitchell.
Partnership requires mutual honesty about challenges. Saudi Arabia needs realistic assessment, not wishful thinking.
Professor Zhang.
Economic transformation requires patience and consistent support. Saudi Arabia demonstrates both vision and pragmatism.
Dr. Vasquez.
Europe balances partnership with prudence. We support Saudi success while protecting our interests.
Dr. Al-Rashid.
The Gulf adapts and endures. Saudi Arabia's measures reflect strength, not weakness.
Saudi Arabia's emergency measures reveal the tensions between economic transformation and global expectations. Tomorrow night, China's infrastructure investments in Latin America development aid or strategic influence. Thanks for watching Global Crossfire.